Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Graber. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What exactly is dandruff?
That's a great question. Dandruff is really basically just dry skin, and sometimes it's oily skin, but it's skin that's not normal that causes flaking of the scalp.
And why would this type of skin behave differently than other skin on our body? I mean, we don't have body dandruff, we have hair dandruff.
Right, absolutely. So you can get some dandruff on the body, and usually we call it a different term. We call it seborrheic dermatitis. But in general, we see it most often on the scalp because it can be due to an overgrowth of yeast. And it's a type of yeast that's naturally found in areas where we have hair. But in some people, it becomes overgrown and can cause this flaking.
Is it something that's more prevalent in cold winter months when our skin is drier, or do some people get it year-round?
Well, some people do get it year-round, but some people do often say that their dandruff flares up in the months where it's colder.
Who's most likely to get dandruff?
Well, in general, men. We see it more common in men than in women. It's usually in middle age and older age group, and there's a particular population that is prone to more severe dandruff, and those are folks who have had a stroke recently or any other neurologic conditions such as Parkinson's disease.
Why is it that it almost immediately appears, even though you've just washed your scalp? It seems to be there within, you know, half an hour.
Well, for some people, washing the hair does cause drying of the scalp, also depending on what shampoo you use. Some are more drying than others. And after washing the scalp, if it becomes more dry, the flaking starts up right away again. Now, on the reverse, some patients who have very oily scalps can also cause dandruff. And then when they wash their hair after shampooing, it's temporarily much improved.
I always wondered why they, and maybe they do have this and I'm unaware of it, but we're never told to exfoliate our scalp like we do with our skin. And it seems like a good idea. Is that something that is recommended?
Yes, for some people. People who have very oily skin, which may be causing their dandruff, if they use an exfoliating shampoo, such as one with salicylic acid in it, that can really help get rid of the flakes and improve their dandruff. Now, if someone is prone to drier skin and has dandruff, using a shampoo with salicylic acid will only make things worse.
So how do you treat dandruff?
Well, there's a number of different shampoos. There are a lot of different shampoos that you can just buy over-the-counter at the drugstore. Selsun Blue is one common brand name. Head & Shoulders is the other. There are some shampoos that actually contain coal tar in them that can be helpful. There are some shampoos that contain an antifungal ingredient, which can be helpful. And there are some shampoos and other products that can be prescribed by your dermatologist.
Once you've tried an over-the-counter remedy, but you're not seeing really the effect that you're looking for, is it time to see a doctor?
Yes, because a lot of times with dandruff, it can be very itchy for some people. And if it's not helping, you might want to see a doctor just to confirm that it is indeed dandruff, because there are a number of other skin conditions that could cause flaking of the scalp.
Thank you so much for your time and for coming on Take Care, Dr. Graber.
Thank you for having me.